This time we'll call the Hammer City Council meeting to order. Everybody will rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Greetings all. Happy New Year, everybody. Give it another whirl for the year. We'll move on here with designations and appointments for 2014. Move on to appoint the assistant mayor, Councilman Trivish. You will accept that again?
Yes, sir.
And then we will move on to designate departments for the city council members. Is there anybody got any questions? Otherwise, leave them as is. Mr. Odom Streets, Begonias, Odom Sewer, Mr. Lund Parks, and Mr. Trivish Buildings.
I might suggest that with the involvement that I've had with the water treatment plant and the sewage plant, because I'd like to get the Ed Merton of Bamberg and maybe swap places with Mr. Gergonis.
He's not here tonight. He's flexible?
I think he's flexible. Not many other requests.
I think it would just make sense.
Fine with me.
You do it all this morning.
Okay, if that's settled, we'll move on to set the city council meeting start time. 7 o'clock?
I'm good with 7.
7.
And we then the same. And we designate the official depository, State Bank of Hamburg, and the official newspaper is the Times. Okay, that. And designate our city engineers for 2014, which would be our SEH.
And Justin Black.
Justin Black. Any discussion on any of these? They probably look for a motion to approve the designations and appointments for 2014.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to approve the designations and appointments for 2014 as stated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're on to public comment. Mr. Shelby here on our agenda, I assume here. We'll move on to the agenda review. If there's any added items, Frank?
Mayor and Council, a couple things here. Lions Club on sale temporary liquor license. You have that addition. The other addition would just be updated claims list. Cash flow statement for December 2013. It's already on the consent agenda. Then also to remove the delinquent utility bills report from the consent agenda.
Any other discussion? Second.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda. Approve the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Basically, hopefully everybody had a chance to look through.
But with the consent, one thing I just want to point out is for the minutes for November 27, 2012, September 10, 2013. Looking through prepared them minutes or actually showed what the benefit level should be for that year. Because the way they were worded, there's nothing in there to show the annual benefit level. Well, that needs to be in there. One, just for record purposes, and two, for when they submit it, the fire department submits that to the state. So I look back in 11, it was in there, but 12 and 13, it wasn't worded right. So we needed to make those corrections.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Fire department report. Mr.
Well, first was Mike Dearman just brought it up with that transmission change in there.
Yeah, if you'll note in there, because of the wave, and it's another reason why in the minutes we need to state what the benefit level is for each year. So wrong benefit levels got reported. So there were some adjustments, had to make some adjustments for our contribution, which will affect this year's budget. Basically, I think it went up $725, the city's contribution to the relief. just something we're looking through things, and I noticed that the benefit levels weren't reported right. So, and then after we looked at the minutes, I was like, these reporting levels aren't right.
President Gary Mark, what he went through with Gary and Mark, he said we should be all in up and up with the state when we're dealing with the auditor. They said it wasn't really an issue other than whether the correction he made with the city contribution or that should be good with the state.
So I guess what I would ask is for the council to approve a motion to make the following change to the 2014 city budget and report the required 2014 contribution for Hamburg Fire Department Relief Association is $18,702.
Did you say 7?
No, I'm still looking here.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded that the city contribution to the Denver Fire Department Relief Association pension fund show a total of $18,702 for the year 2014. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah.
The contribution that we had in the budget was $17,970.
Fireman's Banquet, we just got the committee started last week on that. We got the date tonight. Hopefully it works. It'll be March 22nd. We'll start putting together the dance and banquet. Three retirees. FEMA grant, I believe that's all in, right? We're planning right now, so. JD and our training officer, Chris Pets, they worked on that. So they got it all sent in, we're just waiting to dive right now. The FDIC members looking to go to that. We can look
$150 apiece?
Yeah, for the bill to go there roughly with just flights and rooms is about $900 to $950. So we're hoping that we can get half of that, what comes out of that $100. So that doesn't count the meals and stuff. I don't remember if we turned it into that last year. We had some of our stuff covered.
I moved to approve that.
$450?
For how many numbers?
Two numbers?
$450 twice. And we also need the okay to be go out of state for
treatment.
Amend that. Amend that. Include it.
Your second?
So that's going to be, for 2 minutes, that'd be $90.
Yeah. And the permission to go on the state.
Right.
Motion made and seconded to approve $450 each for 2 members to attend the FDIC conference in Indianapolis. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Chevrons for the Engine 11 and Rescue 11.
Brought it up 2 years ago. Three of the trucks, we put chevrons on. That's the angle reflective on the back of the truck. The big safety thing, there's actually money in the budget this year. I suggested that we do that at another December meeting. $2,800 it's going to cost. And we'll put it on the back of Engine 11, Rescue 11, and Rescue 12. And all our frontline trucks have the chevrons on. We just had a drill last night, and it's just an added safety feature out on the highway. There's 4 people on the video last night, all either guy from Clearwater, just mangled his leg and got hit on, you know, on the road. Granholm up north, he got killed. Firefighters are getting hit in accident scenes. Just something more to help. You know, when you got the bubbles, the LEDs now just blind you, but the headlights shining in the reflective, it's another way to just, you know, keep open and keep them back. So.
I'm all for keeping the people safe. I'll move to do it.
It's in the budget already. It's just a collecting you guys know what's going on. Right, Jeremy?
Information later.
So,
what
do you need?
Payment for the heavy rescue, and that we put in already, it was $5,590. $7,900 we have left to pay on that, so that should be $2,400 for this year for the Relief Association's portion of the heavy rescue. Need any other information over there? New firefighters, we've got one. We've approved already. He started his 1001 class. He's moving into that now. Another one that broke his arm. He's going to be out 3 months. He was going to write a letter and state that he's going to be out for 3 months. And I think we got one in today.
None of us were at that last meeting, right? So I didn't think it was all okay. I thought it was okay to send him to the training, but maybe you okayed him to go on the department?
We okayed it in contingent that he passed
okay.
Background.
Because none of us were really there, so we just wanted to bring it up to him and then also say it to one person.
So
one
is done with the same thing in the classes.
Yep.
Who's who for the record?
Jason. He's the one in classes.
J.A. Watt.
He just handed it in today, so it's Thursday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that would get approved or something.
No. He just handed it in back.
Yeah.
else for me?
I guess I do not have anything for you at this point. Alright, so I
don't hesitate. We got your number.
Anything else for Chief Buckety that I was
appreciated?
Thank you. We'll move on. Mr. Shug, Denver Baseball Club and Central School Board update.
First of all, the 52 Club is just our annual fundraiser that we've done for I don't know how many years now. The date on there is on the application, which is June 1st. We're going to tie that in together with our Fan Appreciation Day and have that all in one day. So we'll have kind of a big doings there with Diggle making some pork chops. And so if you guys are around, get that on over.
June 1st?
June 1st. Mayor can make it not rain that day. It'd be great. Probably work out this morning.
We'll put the order in.
What's that?
We'll put the order in.
Yeah. Other than that, baseball club, you may have heard some in the paper that this past summer we were awarded with to the 2017 State Indoor Baseball Tournament. That tournament will be held in conjunction with Norwood and Green Isle. It'll be a three-site tournament. And I'm not on that committee. Chris Dahman is, but working on the details with the state board on how that's going to play out with the three sites. Probably have some projects coming down the road here as we approach 2017. We have a drainage issue that we're looking to deal with there a little bit, and probably want to get on that soon so that things can heal a little bit. We have to do a little digging and what have you. But other than that, I think the park's in pretty good shape. So most of it will be cosmetic stuff that we'll do prior to that tournament. So.
Rich, last year you were talking about doing something with your electrical service there. What's going on there?
Glad you brought that up. We did have Dan Robb from Robb's Electric come out and look at that. And that is not illegal, so it's not a priority right now. Because it's not a priority, he was going to get us a price on the repeater and moving that switch so that we can turn it on from the grandstand. And I suppose him being whatever busy he was, he hasn't gotten back yet. So, but we will do that. We will do that, and that's something that traditionally our club has tried to not be any kind of a burden on the city. We've operated most of our things by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And not knowing what the price of this is going to be, I can't say that, it is somewhat of a safety issue and maybe somewhat of a just a trespass issue, if you will, having it the way it is now. Because, anybody can really go and turn those things on or off if they want to. But maybe I can communicate with Jeremy once I do find out what that is, and if we feel we need to talk more about it, we will. The drainage issue might be another something where we were looking at the possibility of coming in and draining a spot and going towards the street and tapping into that one manhole there to take some water away. Right now, the way it is, our water goes to the north, and it ends up in the manhole over there behind the feed mill, and then from there it goes out to a ditch to the north, and it's not working very well. And so over time we've gotten a little sinkhole. I think there's an old tile that runs through there, and this is really old. I think that used to take water from the street prior to the street being redone, and the fences moved back in 1982. And I think we may have some old cement tile issues in there that might have collapsed, and it's causing a little bit of a sink in there. So what we'd like to do is possibly go the other direction with the water, and then we may have to do some grade, get the thing back a little bit up to grade, and all this prior to that 2017 state tournament.
They were never able to televise that, were they?
No, Dennis tried, couldn't get in the line. I mean, that's a nice little I was there that day. It's a kind of neat little machine, but we tried from both ends to get into that thing. And so Scott Feltman over here in town's got an idea of some things how to possibly. He seemed like he wanted to become involved a little bit with it. So we will pursue that as we go. So.
And I would think you want to get that going rather quick so it has time to
heal,
set up for the...
Yeah, we want the thing to heal, so...
Yeah.
And we would try to do things, you know, as to minimize that. But, you know, it's a little bigger project when we got irrigation in that thing because we need to get around our irrigation lines to run a tile. But at that time, what we may end up doing is putting some spider lines in to maybe drain some wet areas at that time to pull them all the same. Because according to, I think they talked to Miller, what used to be on the council?
Larry.
Talked to Larry, and he just said that thing is designed to hold. It can take a lot of water, that storm sewer is working for. So we'll pursue that and look into that, but definitely keep you abreast of what's going on.
Thank you.
School, I don't know if you've got anything. I guess I can give you at least a little bit of a timeline of what I know about construction that's going to start here this summer. Our idea right now would be to not have to pay January 1st of 2015's lease payment to where we're leasing space at the current time. So we would like to be able to move in from that building we're leasing there in the little strip mall behind there and move over the holiday break into the new building. So that's kind of a little update on if you haven't read about what it's really going to entail. We're going to replace the space that we're leasing, which is costing us, I think, about $80,000 a year. The space we're leasing dollar for dollar to the average taxpayer in the district is probably cost neutral or even a little less money. But at that time, it makes sense that if there's some additional space needed, we're adding a little additional space to the building at that time. So most of the people are seeing about a $20 bill, I think is what that is. And I guess to me, the positive there is the lease, there's really no end. If you're leasing space, there's no end. It's better to own those facilities. Plus, I think we're going to make the operation more efficient by having all those kids in one building.
Yeah. Who owns that building?
That we're leasing?
Yeah.
I believe the checks go to the Country Bank. I think that's who owns. Unless it's been sold since I don't know that, but it started out somewhere from those facilities. You know, the other thing about those facilities, there's nothing wrong with them, but they weren't ever built with the intention of having educational purposes in. They're not education quality construction. So, I mean, that's what that is. The other thing is, the major thing too, with, you know, in the last couple of years with the things that have gone on in the country, with things going on in schools, is all visitors now, once this is complete, all visitors during the school day will have to enter through the office to get into the building. So security is a big deal. And so that will be upgraded. And the other thing that's going to be done is the parking lot's going to be reconfigured so we don't have buses and cars and kids and everything mixed together. I'm really surprised over the last 32 or 3 years it's been there that we haven't had an incident. But trying to be proactive in that way too, and can make some sense out of that parking lot. So that's all part of that project.
All right. Anything else? Can I ask you just one question on the baseball tournament?
Yeah.
In 17, why did we go to 3 towns?
That was more our game.
Okay.
It wasn't. The state board always has an emergency site. The last few years have made you pick an emergency site in case of weather. It happened to us in 07. the first weekend it rained, and it was just unbelievable. And we ended up losing some pretty significant games, and Green Isle happened to be our emergency site then. And we just chose to bring him on as a partner. It's no secret that our club and some of our supporters aren't getting any younger. And I think we're in a position now where we probably just don't need that large of a tournament financially for us to hold it. So we decided to split the workload up and bring on another partner.
Okay. I didn't know if you know about the games.
No. And we're working on possible solutions to that by doing game shares instead of, you know, or some idea like that. And that's going to be something that the three partners are going to have to get together with, agree on. And
which is none of our business.
Right. Yep. But, yep.
All right.
Anything else?
So are you going to replace that tree that we saw down?
I have no intentions of replacing the tree because, personally, I think that thing got to be a little bit bigger issue than it probably should have. The person that got a little excited about that was talked to about that in the spring. And those trees were planted as close together as they were planted for a reason. Back when they were planted, Mrs. Tonkey's house was white. And so we planted those trees close together to, and they were quick-growing trees, so that they would kind of put a backdrop there and block that house. As time has gone on, that's 30 years now, those trees were starting to grow together. And it was the right decision to plant them the way they were then, and I believe it was the right decision to take that one out of there now. And so, with our batter's eye and those trees back there, I mean, I just think those trees are going to be better for it, and the other ones are going to actually bloom even more because of it. And, you know, I know sometimes it creates some hard feelings with some people in town, maybe especially one, but he's not down at the ballpark as much as he used to be. I don't think we can go on and not continue to do day-to-day business. Exactly. And so, for the sake of the trees themselves, I think this was the right decision. I think he was just a little upset that he didn't get called for that. No, that's my opinion.
So, yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move on to the city fee schedule for 2014.
I'm going to adopt one in 2016.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adopt the ordinance 7146. City fee schedule, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Old city business. Revised MIMS training program. How are we doing?
It comes in three different times. Over the holiday.
You gotta sit down and do it, that's it.
Well, I guess, would you like us to kidnap you for a while?
No.
And we will put you someplace on a computer screen and then, so nobody knows where you are for a while?
No, I think I can do that without the kidnapping.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to help. And I'm just worried in case something goes to town here, any kind of FEMA money.
Yeah. So. Mr. Odom, did you say it was like 300 or youth?
About that. But, and I was looking at that in the last couple of weeks because I'm going to go for that 800. But it is very specific in here. It's the city officials and elected officials specify, so have to be trained in that.
Yeah. So, we'll revisit the next meeting with the EMS. City assessment policy, that's something we're going to have this year. Water and sewer improvements. I'll wait till Greg gets out of our going down. Generator for lift station, we guess the weather.
It's going to be, they're predicting the anywhere from the 18th to the 21st of February, weather dependent. It'll take 2 days. When that happens, we'll have to have the temporary generator, the existing generator, brought down there so that when they cut the power to put their stuff in, we'll have to power the lift station off of our existing generator. So I'll get you plenty of notice on when that's going to be.
Could they tentatively set 18th, 19th, or 19th, or 20th? I think that's what they were looking
at. Listen to that either?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm just saying, I think that's kind of the dates they were looking.
We can install, we can schedule the install date for February. It'll be a 2-day install. We'd like to do it February 18th and 19th, or 19th and 20th.
Whatever works
for them. Yeah, whatever
works.
Yeah. Weather-wise. Right. It says if the weather is below zero those days, they need to reschedule it. Makes sense.
Greg, when are you going on vacation?
Okay. So it is the week after the week, but they were pretty, all right, I'll tell them that.
Any discussion of the generator?
We'll have to have Floyd come out and hook that up also, to the, but once it gets up and running and they get it installed, so that if there's a malfunction, the lift station alarm system will notify somebody that there's a problem. Going in on Friday.
It's going in on Friday?
Yep. And it's going to be basically, how are they doing on power failures now? Are you getting called anymore or not? Well, you understood what we did. I talked to Jeremy about this. And they're waiting 10 minutes.
Right.
If they, okay. And so that seems to be working good for you, right?
Yeah, I haven't been.
Okay. So they're going to, but the actual sewage alarms are instantaneous. But we're going to have that set up the same way at the water treatment plant, so that the power goes out, they don't do anything with the signal, the generator will come on, which will generate a restore signal, generator goes off, the regular power goes on, but if it happens all within 10 minutes, nobody gets notified. If the power goes off and it stays off for 10 minutes, then somebody gets called.
And that is who's putting that in?
Floyd.
Right.
So is there a way of us knowing the power goes out, the generator kicks on? You still probably want to monitor the generator.
Well,
what do you think? Now, what do you think, Greg? Let's say the power goes out in this area. You're at home, your area somehow isn't affected, so you don't know. And that generator kicks on. Will it know that it's running off the generator for 10 minutes and notify us and say, hey, you know,
no,
for 10 minutes, or, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, you come the next morning, or you come in at morning, depending on the time of day, or what, that generator is running all along. You won't even know it.
True, I guess. That's
funny. You know, unless, you know, power went out of your house, you'd figure it out.
Right. I guess the whole purpose of it, so it is kind of maintenance free, then it gets over.
Right.
Or that he would be,
it's good to know that the generator's running.
Well,
because if you're on your backup source, you want to make sure that your backup source is moving.
But
if the generator doesn't kick in,
we would know that after
10
minutes.
I still would think you want to, if you're out power for 4 hours.
Well, somebody can call it, you know. And then the one down there should be kicking in too automatically, right? So it should be covered. And that light's moving in here, so. Quick question, but we're making progress in the.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the one time is a lot of this thing.
Is there any. Do we have any plans for that old generator once the new one gets installed?
I think we do, just to have it on hand if somebody wants to use our generator. It's a mobile one yet. We can still let them use it, but we'll let them use the new one or whatever.
That one can be used down there, can't it? The big one?
No.
It can't be used out there?
Well, you probably could if you wired.
Yeah, the way it is, no.
We have that one on the trailer that's
What I'm driving at is, would it, is there any value in maybe getting the necessary electrical hookup at the community hall so that if we're without power for 2 days, we can move that thing in there and so people got a place to go where it could be warm, there'd be electricity? Does that make any sense or feasible? I mean, it would certainly cover, you know, power that whole building. And, or if somebody, you know, if a tornado comes through town and people got no place to go after it, if their house gets blown down, you know, that could be a place to stay.
I guess that's always a good possibility. You know, what can be used for more and more added feature here.
You
got to
have some electrical
panel. Yeah, you put a transfer switch in and then a matching plug that the thing plugs in. And so, you know, which, you know.
But it was something you price on it. Yeah. Wish list, I think, I guess.
Yeah, but
I'm sure it's not cheap.
Nothing is
like that. What's your wish list there?
If the building is ready and then you need power, and a meeting place, then at least have a facility there.
Plug it in.
I guess next time Rob's or something that you have more time on the phone.
We didn't call them about that light, did we? I didn't see that. Lights they don't like you, right? Is there anything else for Rob's?
Yeah, I'm looking at the phone here. I don't
know. Oh, a treatment plant for you or something.
Oh, they never paid that for that?
I never called them.
Oh.
Well, they must put it through the test so that cold weather and nothing happens to them. Check the door or something like that.
Yeah, that must not be
there. Maybe he has a giant room.
Right.
Okay. Extended service agreement for electronic sign.
Are you going to get some information from somebody?
Yeah. I checked on that. Frank said that that's the head office out there in South Dakota, and they don't necessarily communicate with the one in Redding Falls. They are the same company, but they don't communicate with them. And all the service departments come out of South Dakota, so we're back to square one.
Original. Which it was.
He did tell me that on that sign, when they come out with them kind of signs, every one of their signs had problems with their temperature gauges.
It worked when it got above 35 that day.
Yeah.
So it's like there's it must be a magical number in the 30s
yep.
where it starts working again.
Yeah. And I thought maybe we can trade that sign in by the way. Get one with a I know.
I went by there here a couple of weeks ago, and it was like in the afternoon, the sun was shining, and it was in the dim mode. but I've only seen that happen once.
Yeah, Chip, I've been watching it. It's been fine now. So.
Was it the real cold spell or something?
No.
Glitch?
Well,
electronics.
Tiny. Yeah. How long have we had that sand here? 3 years?
Four? Six?
6 years and more.
And has it been relatively trouble-free?
2008?
We got it
in 08, right?
We got it the year after this 125-year anniversary.
Yeah.
So have we spent any money on it to get it fixed?
No.
So I mean, it's been really good for that lot.
Yeah, for now.
So if you prorate how much the maintenance is going to cost.
That's what I was saying. Before we even stick any money in for it. You think they can trade something like that in to get a bit more fun?
They probably wouldn't get anything for it.
Get one like the bank over in Greenville. I just know that when you come by, it's got the flag and it's got different scenes and the flag is flying.
You're looking at redealing it, but I want it somehow configured so I can change it in office.
Yeah.
Didn't you have somebody lined up to help you out with that?
I was going to look at it, but I never had it.
Oh.
Put that tent out somewhere and able to relay
it to the city. I think that would be much more convenient for you.
They've got a lot of money here.
Maybe this bank wants to be maybe competition with that one. They'll probably. Somebody's going to talk to me.
It's not a good point. The only thing is that one's got highway exposure on it, both
here. Right. UFC, if no one's down here, maybe they want to spend more money. Talk to them again.
Well, something on the wish list.
Take over.
Yeah. But I mean, it's been a good sign, but it's just like it tells you what you want to know.
It's basic.
Yeah, and there's nothing, no frills about it. There's no flag flying in the back, or eagle flying, or whatever have you, the sunshine, green tulips, or yellow tulips coming up with some out of like that.
Yeah. The worst thing we've had to do is not knowing how to with the temperature.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't show, we know it's cold.
Yeah.
It's either cold or hot. So
low freezing or above freezing. Yeah.
I mean, to fix that, it's going to be a couple thousand bucks, I would imagine.
$1,000, yeah.
And with the scheduled maintenance thing, nothing like that. Yeah, we could put that into a new one, you know. Maybe some help from the bank, you know.
Well, see, this was just organizations that put it in.
Yeah.
So there was really no business involved with it. I don't think they wanted it at the time. Is that the way it was just a volunteer?
Yeah.
Good.
I understand that, but
this is a good point to the church.
Yeah. And I think they were going to be looking at advertising on it. You know, if you go to Arlington, you're going to hear Edinburgh or Brow or whoever, you know. To open up a whole new can of worms. Let's see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
We'll go for a while here.
Maybe if you're down in the bank, maybe visit by and just small talk, get into a sign.
I can always talk to them.
Come to want to consider extending warranty, you know, or just whatever.
I think for what the years we got and the dollars for our extended warranty.
Yeah, it's $13.25 a year, $35.45 for 3 years.
I know, sort of, we make the decision that we don't do it. Keep it
on the agenda then.
Yeah.
So that's like $100 a month to look at, roughly, right?
Yeah.
I think that's cheap insurance.
But did it cover it and trip out?
Yeah, this is the Platinum Plus.
Ooh, all right.
Huh?
This is the Platinum Plus where it does cover labor and parts.
Labor and parts, how about travel times?
So Frank, your guy that my friend Donna Redwood, he said the travel time from there is all the way from where?
Let me check.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah. I think we talked about travel time here. One of the meetings, didn't we? Didn't we say something specifically about that?
Well, we talked about it, but I don't know if we ever got a real answer.
Somebody's got to pay it. You know what? Someone that's got to be.
That's something about finding out.
Exactly.
It's getting on site later. Cost of access. Art coverage, technical support, access. One annual system check, include annual filter replacement. System check may be provided in conjunction with any service call.
No, it doesn't.
Define, I better call on that to define.
That'll be good. Because that could be, you know, we're going to spend $10 a month. And then we get socked with a good travel time in on top.
Can we do this, Mayor? I would submit that we approve that contract for 13 or whatever it is a year, assuming that there are no additional travel costs to be incurred. And if that is the case, then we authorize Jeremy to go for it.
Then we revisit it, but yeah, we can do that. Let's see why not.
So I'll make that a motion.
Second, or more discussion?
I mean, I'd like to see what he comes up with, what they've got to say.
Right, but it's contingent.
It's contingent. If they're going to charge us a trip charge, then it's off the table. Yeah. But if it's going to be $1,300 and covers everything, you know, I think that's a good deal.
Any more discussion? Not as long as the motion dies. So we can still check in with the room. All right, we'll move on.
One more thing, if you could. I'd like to see Jeremy's life be easier, and so if he can get with this guy to be able to change that sign from here so he doesn't have to go down there, make it easier for him. I don't know that that's going to cost anything initially, but I would go on record as encouraging to do that.
Or we can get another volunteer to do it.
I'll
do it tonight.
Okay.
Anything else? Move on to Public Works Utilities, Mr. Schultz.
Services is going to be?
Yeah. So I got a call yesterday from Greg Stang, who is the regional manager for People Services. And I'd met with him earlier, and I think I sent out an email explaining to you I was looking to extend the contract one more month and then we renegotiate. So I was going to sit down and renegotiate with him. They basically backed out on us because we're going to go down and minimum wage. And that that's not enough hours, because they were hoping to keep us on, hire another person for them hours and help out with some of the other services they have that they're providing there. But since we're dropping our hours, they're just going to mess off the table.
Really?
Yeah, I was not happy, needless to say, yesterday.
So they're just going to walk away?
Yeah, unless we want to continue with what current hours we have. But I don't see that need. They need to come every day. I think they only need to be here if we have issues, whether something Greg or myself can handle. Instead of paying them, we can't afford to pay $1,400 a month for water and sewer on top of, you know, public works salary. And that'll blow our budget right out of the water and hurt.
Well, it sounds like they're putting a gun to our head.
Just old bait and switch there.
Yeah.
So I called Kurt Reeds. Talked to him yesterday, and he's going to put something together and give something to me by the end of the week.
That's good. I was going to suggest
that. That's the gentleman that was here then?
Last
time. Okay. No, that's good.
I know they're going to do this. I'd have went with him to begin with.
Yeah.
Which I'm not very happy with how they did that. He could have told us that in December. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I just kind of felt got pushed into a corner.
Yeah.
And, they knew that, yeah. That's what I'm saying. They knew the whole ordeal, how this was going to go down. So why didn't they tell it before? You know, like at the end of the year, and say, well, we'll extend it to January, but after that, we're going to let you know after that. You know, that way at least I have a month to find somebody. Now I'm sitting here 2 weeks trying to find somebody. You know, luckily, Kurt's probably going to help us out. Hopefully, you know. We'll be all right, but still, it's just very upsetting. I mean, you don't get a good reputation by doing stuff like that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, Mr. Reed's, that's where we're at on that. So, I talked to Mr. Reed about putting something together, about basically doing the minimum per our requirements for a permit.
And how was he receptive to that?
It's fine.
It's kind of, like you said, you don't want to him.
Right. And I think he'll come up with something that's acceptable, and I think he'll do a good job.
Well, I hope so.
So, like I said, I'm not happy with how they handled it. If they wanted to come out and explain that to us earlier, I might have been a little more acceptable to it. But like Chris said, they knew this going in. So kind of upsetting that, and then also then they wait till kind of the last minute here to pull the plug.
And so they're with us until the 1st of February, then?
Correct. So as soon as I get something from Mr. Reitz, I'll get it to you, and I guess in the meantime, maybe, to be safe, maybe have council make a motion to approve or to allow the clerk treasurer to make a decision on the contract with Mr. Reitz.
I'll move to do that.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to authorize our city clerk to deal with Mr. Reitz within the water and sewer services. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Steve, did you?
Yes. As long as we're on the subject of sewer and water, out on the end of Martha down there, we got a plug culvert down there that we jetted. And at the time, it smelled like sewer, but it was plugged for a long time. And there was leaves, animals, God knows what was in there. Anyway, once we had it unplugged, nothing was running in there. We got a couple complaints that it still smells like sewer, went down there, and water was running in. There's a crack in the cement, and right next to it is a sanitary sewer man. What's happening is, that's a, I guess it's like an air bleed valve.
Air relief
for the force main. And I don't know exactly what's happening, but according to them, every 7 years it's supposed to be maintained and rebuilt. I'm pretty sure that cover probably hasn't been off of there in that long, just judging on how hard it was to get it off. Anyway, what I gotta do, I gotta get that pump down. So I think we should be able to do the services that we need.
Okay.
Gotta get that pump down and see once, you know, it'll be like a confined space and I'll have to go down in there. Like I said, it could be a broken valve. They said it could be, what they're hoping is, you know, years ago they were supposed to use stainless steel clamps and they didn't. A lot of times the clamps rust out. What happens is it leaks when it pumps. It co- comes up and then it stops. That's why when we looked at it that day, there was nothing running in there. The pump wasn't running at that time. Every time it pumps, you get some of the bad juices running in there and then it runs down into the creek and it stinks. So it's something that's bad. Hopefully, it's just something as easy as a point up. Possibly take a whole new air relief valve or whatever, but according to people's services, every 7 years it's supposed to be rebuilt. So.
As far as I know, it has never been looked at.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, just from how I had to be on the cover to try and get it off, I don't think that's ever really done up there for a long, long time. So.
And where's this grid? On Martha?
On Martha.
Wait, is it like a sump pump type of a deal? You say there's a pump in there?
It's for the force main.
It's for the main valve.
The main line that goes out to the pump.
Oh, okay.
From the lift station. There's
air relief valve that's supposed to relieve air. But what's happening, it's not just air. It's fluid coming through it.
So it's obviously leaking.
Yeah, it's actually leaking.
Somewhere. So it's not just an air relief valve. Pipe, clamp, or it could be a number of things.
It could be a valve, it could be anything.
Problem is, it's built up that manhole, so
you
can't see or get in there
to
diagnose what the problem is.
It's nothing that just happened overnight.
Probably didn't get maintained.
That's been happening for a while.
When you do this right now, you said this is going to be a confined space. Have we got an air monitor, or do you think the services have
it? That's when we have people's services do it.
Well, they would have to do it because they're training in that. I could.
No. That's what I was going to suggest.
That's a confined space issue. We've already discussed that.
They got the air monitors, you got to have two people, you got to have a tripod up.
Right.
And they're all set up and trained for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that now. Hopefully
this week can be that long. The new Bobcat is in. Looks amazing. Good heater in it. Cuts the time down just being parked around here. It's a nice flake used by two speed. It's really nice machine. That'll be a good investment. I went and bought the steel tools that we talked about. The Volkuner rebit with a blade attachment and handheld leaf blower and mulcher. So we have them on hand now. I've been spending a lot of time down in the shop just trying to go through things, find things, paperwork, plans, stuff like that. The office that was down there is now being used as an office. I redid all the ceiling tile and all the metal and hangs and everything was banked and done and stuff, and washed all the walls. Found out the floor was painted down there. Couldn't even see that the floor was going to be in there, but it turned out pretty good.
How's your office heater down there, Greg?
Well, there's just what there is down there. There's one hanging heater in the back by the bathroom.
Yep.
And that basically heats the whole basement.
So there's no standalone heater in your office?
No, but it's plenty warm back there. Yeah. It's good. We had that cold spell. That furnace never shut off.
Mm-hmm.
The cold sucker ran 24/7, 2 or 3 days. So I don't know how old it is, how efficient it is, or whatever. And here it does a good job. So, but it looks like it's been there forever too.
Oh yeah, that's we put that in like the fire trucks are down here.
Well, according to the biggest fee, where the big thing came in. The Hamburg documentation put that up, but that's got to be 30 years ago. It's a little cool in the morning. I got to close my doors and stuff, but that's the first thing I do. do I open it up? And it's worth it.
Back to that Bobcat, did we get a revolving light or an amber light for the top of it?
Yeah, I don't have that installed.
Okay.
Yet, so
we need to run those slow-moving vehicle things on the back?
That's not required if I got a light on top, so I just got to get that installed. I got to figure out where to run the wires or I don't want to try and tip the cab up on it and see if I can get that going somewhere rather than trying to drill holes and stuff. Once you start tearing the insulated cabs and ceilings and stuff out of them, they don't always go up in steel.
No.
And how they are, so I'm going to see if I can. I'll get the cab tipped up and see how that's, if I can fill a hole down that way, and then it'll come up from the bottom. So.
I'm sure you'll do it right.
I guess I've been spending a lot of time just trying to go through that shop and doing two things and trying to make sense of what's around there. So.
Talked about the doors. Do you do anything with that one, the glass bulbs and stuff?
No. Are we going to do anything with that? Any prices on that?
Yeah. It was on, yeah.
If this door is here, if we have
I guess we look very principled on some of the others. Do we feel confident putting the door and stuff in there, or do you want someone else to do that?
I think there was a specialty door, the bottom one.
Yeah.
That's the fire door, I'm sure.
It is true, but I'm not, I haven't got a lot of help to do.
All right.
So I wouldn't feel something like that. You got to get that pretty true. And so it fits and works good.
Right. Yeah.
I guess I haven't.
That's going to be a special order, that door.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's a taller door
yeah.
for the simple fact because you've got the stairs coming down. So
it would be a special order.
Yeah. That door is in bad shape. The frame is all gone. All gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else. The hot door is together with duct tape. So that one. Somewhere down the line we should replace it.
You showed up in the bathroom. Did you react to playing the women's bathroom?
I just what I did was I got a different toilet for it, and I got a 12-inch. It comes in, it's a 10, a 12, or a 14. And what that is, it's from the wall to the center of the drain going down.
Right, yeah.
So I didn't actually measure it, but they said that the 12s are the most common. So I got what I did was, you can buy a toilet for $88 to $500. I wanted something with a good flush rating, just because it's a commercial building, and it's a female bathroom, and it's going to get used a lot when it gets used. And I don't want to get a call every time there's a dance or something, to go flush toilets because water's running through the floor and everything.
Yeah.
So I got like $179 one, which was a flush rating of 10, which was the best one that there was for a flush rating. Went to install it, just set it on there to make sure it fit. Guess what ours is? 11 or all. And then what ended up happening when it was plumbed, you got how to explain it, but the piece, the flange that mounts on the floor that looks to the pipe, that should be put in there straight. And the thing is put in there at an angle. If it's put in straight, you can move the pins a little bit,
yeah.
Remember?
I know.
With it at an angle, you can do nothing with it. In order to change that, that's all due to the PVC, and you have to. So what I ended up doing was I brought that toilet back, and I got a 10-inch, which I'll probably install tomorrow as we get it today. It was awesome and stuff today. So it'll be a little bit off the wall in the back, which is no big deal. They only carried one 10-inch there. It's a flush rating 8, which you guys said is still really good. So you wouldn't give me a lot of problem. So like I said, I'll install the tin on there, and you'll have a probably an inch and a half space in between on the wall. But if you're not looking at it, nobody's looking at it anyway. Since I did this, I just been looking at like different toilets. You know what, there's a lot of them that are an inch or 2 inches off the wall anyway, so it's not going to make a difference. But yeah, like I said, it's either 10, 12, or 14, or it's set up around.
Main thing is it's going to work, and that you got the new fish fry coming up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want to do it. That's my first thing. So,
yeah. So, we have lions. They're probably up there.
Cousins, brother, cousins, brother. Saturday.
Yeah,
that's
Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to get used.
Yeah, it's going to be a late night Saturday, but it sucks. What time they'll come in on? It's at 8:30 already.
Yeah, it's at 8:30 already.
So, well, I plan on talking to Chippy, but he said that the figures are around 12:30. It'll be out of there. They're really good out of there, so I'm just going to have him call me.
I'm not sure how long you have to.
He said they're all getting older than I know. What's that?
They were all pre-working last year.
They were
working. I knew one of them. On that recycling event, we had talked about that too. Did they do anything with that yet?
They haven't changed the covers yet, no.
But you were saying to me that, you know, you got two big dumpsters sitting there now. It's almost getting too much sitting there, you know. You'd have just a couple, what you suggested, three or four of them smaller ones? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. We should just wait and see how it goes.
Well, okay.
Probably the bigger events now, you know.
Yeah.
If they could either do recycle, or try to fill it out pretty fast. But just, I know the Pheasants Forever, they're expecting to only a quarter of a 250.
Well, we'll see if they're going to be actual recyclables in there or used as another garbage dumpster.
Yeah. And I've been throwing a lot of cardboard and stuff like that in there. You can shut that.
Right.
Fishing, so I can haul all them out of there, and yeah, so that stuff.
I can say we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's great.
Is that a 6-yard dumpster up at the hall?
The big one? The big one would be a 6, yeah. You can believe it or not. You'd probably just be a 2, I guess, not the recycling dumpster. They were supposed to put yellow tops in.
No.
I'd rather put them inside of the building than switch.
I don't think they're going to pay for anything, do they?
I don't know. They don't?
That's a good question. Maybe that's. They're not paying for the cops.
No.
Maybe that's why.
Probably. I got one other thing. Did you know when somebody hit that fire hydrant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We looked at it. I can't see any.
I looked, stopped and looked too. I thought,
yeah. You know, I shoveled along it and I got down with my grass. It doesn't look like it was moved or anything. We're talking about Larry Miller just stopped by. He's seen that. He's ready to do it. He won't turn it on. Because he said that one does not have a shut off in front of it. So he said, even though it looks good on the outside, he said that shaft might be bent inside. And he said, you turn that, and that shaft is bent, you can't shut it off, you gotta shut everything down and figure it out. So he said, yeah, you're looking at that, you're gonna use it in the spring.
Wasn't that on TV commercial?
Oh,
Yeah, my baby. But do we have an extra one of those on hand? In case you turn it on this spring and she's calling for youth there.
I'm actually going to have another guy tomorrow who supplies our fire guys.
Good.
All right, I sent an email to Waste Management about we probably should have an extra dumpster there. Do we always have an extra dumpster there? For this weekend with Pheasants Forever and... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think they want to fish by. I don't think it was
full
all the time, but I
think they want to fish. Because I just can't see Pheasants. I can see Pheasants Forever at home.
They got food for $2.50 in tavern.
So I asked if they could deliver an extra 6-yard dumpster and throw up there, and then also I mentioned they could replace the recycling container with one with a yellow lid.
All right.
We did a couple sewer inspections, which turned out good for a couple houses that are being sold in town here. They must have been updated at one time. It was all nice PVC pipe and stuff. I thought maybe we'd run into little tile and stuff like that. But everything looked really good and well for them.
That was the one that was from the park?
Yeah, in the house there. That one was 12 feet, was a little cast iron pipe, and from there on out it was all.
And then the second one?
Jeans and Arjun's house on the end.
Well, that came out all right?
Yeah. In the fall, they get the whole basement inside. They put some home system stuff in there. They had a huge system in the house at one time, of which now it's, what they did was they knocked a hole in it. It's actually like almost like a 12 by 14 room. It's for storage room. Huge system. Yeah. I'm talking to daughter, she said, you could hear the water running. She said, it was almost like waves in there with the water running. She said, it was young. So, yeah, and that too was, that was like 25 feet of cast iron pipe with nothing coming in. And that joined to PVC, and we followed that right down into the next so.
That's good.
Yeah. And another builder just said that he got some problems up on that, and he said, make sure you look close. Well, they had a guy from Cato on it. He had a really nice camera system that was hooked up to a computer, and you know, it said the feet and everything else. And he did 125 homes for Cato this year, so he knew exactly what we were looking for. He just said, so this is really good. And he actually learned the ghost too for us, so we got that on file here too. So.
I'm always concerned because that garage had a picket years ago, and I thought,
That's
good.
Yeah. I just couldn't believe the size of the system. I mean, that was huge room. Because they basically knocked the block off for like a door, and I said, what was this? So I used to be a sister. Wow. That thing is huge. She goes, yeah, it's good storage. Yeah. I've never seen one in gold. So. Next question I got. Cell phone. Right now we're using this old cell phone, of which is starting to peter out.
She's old.
Yeah, the battery is... if I'm outside, hour and a half in the cold, boom, it goes nothing. You get a call, it's you go to answer it, and the thing dies. And it's like the battery's finally seeing today, and I'm also requesting a different number because every call I get is for refinancing or debt consolidation. Where they got that number from, but a lot of calls, and it's probably me. So, I don't know if is with that, but it's going to be over. So.
Were you getting a new battery or a new phone?
Getting a new phone.
New phone. I mean, you couldn't get a battery for that anymore, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And do we want to look into like an actual plan or stick with the pay-as-you-go? Just get a new pay-as-you-go phone.
Well,
I
did some checking. I went to Radio Shack, Walmart, and T-Mobile. And for $30 a month, you can get 1,500 minutes of talk and text. That's a buck a day. I think that's pretty reasonable. It's a pay-as-you-go type of a deal. That's kind of what we got now, and we used to buy the cards down at Econo Foods, the refill cards, but they don't have many more, but they closed around and they happened at the dollar store down there. So, the phone, they have two phones available. One is $29.95 and one is $39.95. The existing SIM card that we have supposedly is interchangeable with this new phone, so you wouldn't have to pay an activation fee. If we go with those phones and a new phone, there's a $35 activation fee, but they have $29.99 for unlimited data, or I'm sorry, unlimited text and unlimited talk. The advantage of having the text capability is that we can program that so when there's severe weather affecting that Hamburg area, Greg can automatically notify from the National Weather Service. That wouldn't cost us anything to do that, and I think that's a plus. So I guess we either go with this $30 a month deal and just get a new phone for $29.95 or $39.95, or if you want to go with getting a whole new number, I'm not so sure you won't probably have that same problem with people calling, you know, as time goes on, because those cell phone numbers are now becoming public. So those are basically the two options. Verizon and the regular T-Mobile and all that, I don't think we want smartphones. I don't think we want to lock into a two-year contract. You just want something that rings you answer.
I don't need a smartphone. Basically, I want something that's going to be, that's going to work.
And this is basically a bare-bones phone.
That's all. Yeah.
Kind of like what you got on the
bed. I don't even care about the texting.
No, and I understand that, but like this $30 a month that T-Mobile, if you keep this same number and get a new phone, that's included. Or if you get a new phone and a new number and an activation fee, that's included. But it's still $30 a month, which.
I would better at a different number.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should get it. It's unbelievable. It's almost all my calls are that.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they got that number. They don't know what to use, which of course I'll use. But it's either debt consolidation or refinancing, and it's like, my God. I mean, I got a cell phone too. I don't get them. I don't get them calls. That one is just, I don't know where they got the number from, but I get a lot of calls on that. So.
How would you know about getting the phone you have to? Send them a check or authorize it?
Well, I just go out there and buy it and give you the bill and continue you back.
Then get the service out to the city of Hamburg, so that's up there?
No, it's not. There's no bill. You just get the card. You go out there and buy another card, you know, every 30 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they don't know who's got the phone there. Okay. They just want the money.
Do we have to buy a card every 30 days or it's used up?
You get so many minutes for 90 days, I think. That's what T-Mobile is, because I'm on that plan. And I get so many minutes, and they expire after 90 days. But if you buy 100 minutes or $100.
It's $100, you get 1,000 minutes, you can carry them over.
And then it kind of...
Yeah, that's your rewards program.
I mean, if we can buy minutes, then, you know, use it as we go, that they're not going to lapse.
Right.
They roll over.
Well, yeah, but these don't roll over at the end of 30 days.
Okay.
At the end of 30 days, if you haven't used the minutes, you just lose them and you buy another 1,500 minutes. But the other thing is, if you're going to get a new number, then you have to get this activation kit, and you can get that $29.88 or $29.98 a month, whatever it is. And I didn't pursue that because I didn't anticipate getting the number. But.
So generally, yours roll over after 3 months after you paid $100.
Mine's good for like you buy a $25 card, you get so many minutes, and you get it for like 90 days.
But if you don't use them, you lose them, right?
Correct.
Yeah. See, with the $100 plan, you get the 1,000
days.
Oh.
I had that last week. That's 3 months, because I don't need my phone a lot.
I don't think Brady's going to use it once you make it. You just got to have something.
Well, no, but if somebody wants, like I said, I got my own personal phone. I won't use it for personal business, but if we go off, I guess I need to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
I guess right now the one that I'm using right now, the battery just to alert email, I just have to charge it twice a day.
Did you look at any straight plans? What a straight plan is?
Yeah, and you can get like, well, I've got the $45 a month for unlimited everything, but again, that requires a smartphone. The phone is more expensive, and I guess I didn't think we wanted to get that exotic, so I was looking at. You know, the cheapest way to do this, I figured $1 a day, can't beat that. And like AT&T, they've got these plans where there's no contract, but you have to pay for the phone so much every month, and if you cancel your plan, you still own for the rest of the phone.
All right, so here's T-Mobile's again. $10, you get 30 minutes. Good for 90 days. $30, you get 160 minutes. Good for 90 days. Pay $50, you get 400 minutes. Good 90 days. Pay $100, you get 1,000 minutes. Good for a year. So. Who knows? You don't speak 1,000 minutes, it'll only be $100. Be a cheap phone.
Yep.
1,000 minutes goes a long way.
Yeah, I don't foresee, like I said, I mean, the salesmen that call me and stuff, I'm not going to be really confident.
Any calls? Anybody have T-Mobile?
That's what you have, T-Mobile.
That's what that one
is. Is reception decent? Livable, or is it?
It's not bad.
Verizon has a pay-as-you-go or not?
I've got Verizon. And I, it's most covered up.
There's a bad spot right in here.
Yeah.
Well, they probably don't matter then.
But anywhere else, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Because we annoy you. My son's probably wrong. We go up to Indianapolis. He had T-Mobile and Verizon. Wherever we were down in Illinois or whatever, I could talk, he couldn't. T-Mobile was nothing there. And he says, how can you even talk with me? What do you got? Totally. It makes a difference. I mean, you look at their promotions, Verizon is pretty red on the map as to coverage. Some of these others aren't.
Tower.
Well, tower was supposed to be in Green Island.
What's that?
It was supposed to go on the tower by Green Island.
Oh, really?
We never got that far. And see, and then there's a dead spot too, going to Glycol. If I'm talking on the phone, I get that bridge in 212. It's gone.
Here in Hillcrest, I got Verizon too, and I'm talking on the phone. And I hit that spot, it's like a dip in the road every time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, I think it's smart like the program. But if you're getting decent service in town, you're at that T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah, I'm getting the calls and stuff, like I said, I've just been running into knowledge of that. It's getting to the point where it rings, I go to answer it, and it will shut down.
So
that phone's got to be like 8 years or 10 years old, and that's the original battery.
Yeah, yeah, like I said, it was good, but it's really, jeez.
I know.
In other words, you can buy a phone.
$29 or $39.
$30 or $40. And then you can opt to go with this $100, 1,000 minutes for the year.
And you want to change the number?
Yeah. That way we aren't fussing with it every month or every 3 months. You know? And if we see how the time goes with the 1,000 minutes, we can always change it.
That is a hassle of having to renew it every 30 minutes. I did that.
Yeah.
You know, if you forget about the date, you know, they send you a text message, but by the time you get around to doing it, your phone's disconnected, and you got to go to a regular phone and dial an 888 number.
Yeah. I go with the, if we can get it to $100, 1,000 minutes, to switch for a year. And
change the numbers, they don't get 1,000 minutes of refinancing on that.
Yeah. It's just, I do get a lot of them calls. It's actually kind of frustrating because you run to get the phone if you're not sitting on the desk or something. And
yeah.
Pick it up and it's that. I'm like, oh, man, it's cool.
I took pictures of the phones that are available. So here's, there's the one that's $29.88. Kind of like what we had.
Yeah. As long as it works. Basic, good.
And then for another $10. This has got a slider on it for explosive on keyboard. So it's either that or that.
What do you want to talk to? What is it for you? What is this?
Here's that one.
Samsung.
Here's the one that's, this has got a keyboard slider on it.
Yeah.
It's $10 more.
Yeah,
more
than that. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just a little quick phone would be fine for me, so I can stick in my pocket.
Maybe more durable.
Yeah, I would say you get them sliders and get some like bumpy holding or something.
Well, Verizon is 25 cents per minute. And then what, you gotta pay 10 cents per day?
Yeah, see, there's so many plans. It's just, you know, you can drive yourself nuts.
I think originally when I did that, when I originally researched it, coverage is a horse of peace. T-Mobile has a better phone. They as well.
Can you go that route? With T-Mobile?
No.
1,000 minutes?
We can try it for a year.
Yeah.
If it's not working out, then we can look at maybe just going a little more solid plan or something. I mean, like I said, well, we maybe drop $150 here, and that might get you 6 months of usage. Maybe more.
I bet it's more.
Yeah, so.
Probably it's unnecessary stuff.
Still cheaper than a $30 a month plan.
Yeah.
Which is probably the cheapest you can get, right? $30, $35.
You want to make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
You should. I don't think. Spending money.
Is that something you just maybe want to go pick out at Walmart or Target? Or?
Yeah,
I went to Walmart at Hutchinson for that one.
Target has them, because I know I bought mine from Target. Family Dollar might even.
I don't know.
They're going to nail you up, you know, one-time charge, activation. That's $35 for them.
I guess they have a motion authorized.
Make a motion to get a cell phone for either Greg purchase it or Jeremy. Go ahead and get a phone.
With a new number.
With a new number, yeah.
Your second?
And the plan of 1,000 minutes for $100 a year. Second.
Fourth man, second to purchase a new phone. The program is to $100 for 1,000 minutes per year. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Greg, do you just want to take a look? There's only one last thing you have on your mind. Maybe we should look at new tables or chairs on the hall. Any chairs? What sort of tables? Grabbing chairs from Bingo, and I was like, we must be down to the nitty gritty here with these.
One thing I was noticing too in the hall, it's not a big deal, but the bar stools are nasty. They're all rusted, they're all torn, they're an eyesore. It's almost embarrassing. I gotta pick them up and move them all the time, and they're just rotted out, like I said, they're supposed to be chrome, they're just all rust.
Yeah.
The bottoms, the things are gone on, like I said, they're all cut up and sliced, and I don't, is that...
Do we need them?
Huh?
Do we need them?
Which one were they at?
They're all around the bar.
Oh, there's like 7 or 8 of them.
Oh.
They're kind of on the long end of the bar. I don't know, there's quite a few people. I go to dances and stuff. There's quite a few people sitting in some of them. I think there's 8 of them up there, but either that or else just recover them or something, because they're all looking like they're 100 years old.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with the chrome part? It still looks like that.
What's that?
The metal part still looks like that.
Yeah. I mean, they should either be replaced or just basically taken out of it, because like I said, it's a customer.
How much is the new bar stool?
I don't even know. This is like a looking price.
So if you go to Menards, you can probably buy them for about $39. If you go through any of these distributors, for commercial or whatever, you'll probably pay about 3 times as much, if not more.
Yeah, I don't, unless you guys want to just take a look at them sometime or something.
I've seen them too already, man.
Yeah, they're bad. It's, like I said, it just, it's kind of a black eye when you have the place out.
I'll check
out Craig's ones. Yeah, love ones, because it's just, like I said, they're all torn, and like I said, they're all rusted out. It's not great to do.
When you find something, they say we've got a restaurant thing going on for people.
How many do we want to make a plan?
Sure, that 8 now?
There's 8 of them.
10 or 12?
It's probably
cheap.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. See how they
can play it.
Yeah, because like I said, the ones that are up there are just really
good. Yeah, I know, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And I can go through them chairs too. I know there's a lot of chairs that have been fixed and called them.
They're a liability.
Ain't no dollar to sit down.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen a couple break already too.
All right. I got a couple of things.
It's going to have to be taken down. So we're thinking that probably will be a sweet target.
Okay.
And we're thinking that's going to have to be taken off. We can get that thing to budge.
No.
And I have no clue how they work.
Well, I didn't know if you'd made a call to that place by Hutch. I mean, it don't make general difference, I don't think it'll come fixed.
I'd be calling. Yeah, come home.
It's a nicer day, just like anybody. Get it fixed. And I'd like to make a comment. I drive past, and this city trucks are clean. I like that. Thank you. You know, they're, it's an image of town.
Yes.
You know, so I appreciate that.
And you look for the city of Lacombe, that was the same thing. That's where I was clean. You go through Lacombe, yeah, even on dirty days. It's, I think that's a big image for the city.
Yeah.
Everything's clean and shiny, and it's nice. So just, quiet it up.
Anything else for that?
Yes, we have one thing. Maybe Greg can check on that. I guess there was an incident last week. We just had talked about it a little bit. How the car ran into a house. And I was that stop sign there. I had mentioned it a couple times before about getting one of those that are flashing lights around it or the stop line. Sometimes you can't, if you come into town sometimes you can't even see that stop sign sometimes, you know. But if it's because it's a red flashing light that beeps on and off, I mean, you must have seen it already.
You know, but you could have a freight train park that comes there, and if you've got certain circumstances, you won't see that either.
Yeah, I know that.
And
that guy probably couldn't see it anyway, but.
Probably didn't know what town he was in.
Right, exactly. But I just think that would help. There's times you come up over the top of this hill here, and oh, there's a sign, and you gotta stop.
Yeah, you know what? It starts 30 miles an hour down there.
I know that. But then there's something, I know. Like you just said, you can see that sign sitting there, you can see a freight train sign saying 30 miles an hour, I never see it now. Like, I don't know what those signs cost, I don't.
Would that be something that would be a county issue?
Yeah.
That's a county road. That's a county road. I'll tell you what, they just put them up on 34 and 33 by Ryan's corner.
What did you get?
Going out to Baylor Park. That's amazing. Because they always had where they would come on 34 from Tiger Lake there. It's a terrible spot there. They come flying over the hill and boom, accidents. You can see them babies. You come out of Young America.
Have a spot gone up there?
That's what I thought it was. It's solar powered.
Yep.
You got a solar thing on there, and it's all LEDs. Yep. That baby gets your attention.
Yeah, they have a Michael too.
I can't believe it. Right?
But they must have some kind of sensor too, because they're not on until a car gets so close.
It's about 9 days.
One Michael, you got to be so far away.
I think it flashes every 9 times, and it stops for 3 or 6 times, and then it flashes 9. Mm-hmm. I called them once. I like those things. And every time I go that way, I just say that thing is on. You know.
I don't know, the one I seen. I went to a place out there last Saturday, and I guess I don't know if there were any cars. There's no cars in front of me, but they were flashing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just
different options.
It's probably right.
Can we call the county and ask them to put one up? Whatever.
Greg would know who to call and stuff. I would have no idea.
You can try and make the promises.
Yeah.
We can't even get a crosswalk, can we?
Well,
I thought
there was crosswalk back.
I asked that one time. I thought they were going to put one up when they put this detour through town. I thought that would be a good time for them to put one up. You know, but they didn't really. Something like that.
Well, set it up for Sigmund County.
Yeah.
I guess.
You might get a little flat from the property owner at the corner.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's pretty bright and it's shining through your window all the time. You probably under the
seat. And then it flashes.
Uh-huh.
It flashes, right? Yeah, that can get a bit annoying if that was coming in my living room. Or
that's what I was going to say. I'm a little homeowner, I don't think I ever like that flash for the online on you.
No.
So.
But the other homeowner probably say, yeah. We need one.
He's getting a new deck.
Yeah, he's getting a new deck, but he's lucky it wasn't going about 80 miles an hour.
He's getting more than that. He's got foundation blocks busted all over everything else.
Does he?
Yeah, they were there yesterday, the mother and the guy who did it. And they were poking around there, so they went home and said, help you, but we didn't know who they were. And then she he said, well, who wanted me with the homeowner? I said, we could just pay a couple thousand dollars so we don't have to run through my insurance. And David said, nah, he said, a couple thousand ain't gonna do it. He said, there's foundation blocks broken and everything else. He said, it's gonna be right there.
Was there a young kid with it? Or was he drunk or something?
Around 2-5.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. He had a license, so before. Wasn't his car, wasn't his car.
Oh.
Modeled from the body.
Right.
But not here, I think it was his mom's car. What was his mom's car?
That's what David said.
Oh, okay. Maybe. It was his car.
It was his
car. How old was he, Greg?
Mid-30s, isn't it?
Yeah, oh. 35, I think.
Mom had borrowed your car at 30 years old.
Now he can probably do it from the jail cell.
Yeah. Changes to his name, let's say.
Right. Anything else for Greg?
Yes, we talked about a snowblower last December. We decided to wait till after the first of the year, so we got to pay sales tax. What's the deal on that? Do you still want to do that? Or?
We put $1,000 on budget. You know what we did?
$1,000. But I think Greg looked at a couple already. That would take a little bit more than that.
I would even be happy with something used. Mm. It's in decent shape.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend that much. You said you might have one for sale.
Oh, yeah. You got that one there. You can use that one.
I acquired a couple since last meeting. But, I mean, like I said, it's not like I would use it every day, but on these bigger snows, you know,
yeah.
I would really be, say, a lot of the show and stuff. So.
And your new Bobcat's got a wider bucket on it now?
Yeah.
So that's going to be less, you can't get it into small spaces.
No.
So.
I could probably put the dirt bucket on there, probably get into some smaller spaces, but what I'm seeing a lot is, when you're doing these sidewalks and stuff, with Bobcat buckets in the winter, you get this. You go with Bobcat bucket,
yeah.
Off goes the cement. You got a lot of that issue where it's very like doing a lot of hand shoveling and stuff like that too. Because if you look at the sidewalks and stuff, like I said, you can see where the bucket is busted up,
yeah.
Concrete and stuff. And,
so the Schultz repair video for sale?
You might have a couple.
Yeah.
I can bring that one down to Greg. You can take a look at it if it's going to work for you.
Yeah, just go ahead and use it again.
Yeah. Are you going to buy something too?
I got one sitting there. It was a bay horse, I think. Simplicity, you know, just going to use it. I just used it a few years ago. So, I'll bring it down. Take a look at it if it's not what you want. Then.
Yeah, like I said, I guess I wouldn't need it more. I can keep it around the cloud. I got a little sneak 40 feet. It's basically for sidewalks and if I'm a pinch of a ramp or something, you know. It's a little nasty when you have a nice issue here.
Yeah.
And I guess if you look at something, I have faith in your ability to judge something mechanically, whether it's a piece of crap or whether it's worthwhile. So.
Check it out.
Whatever you want to do.
If you got the demo model to use in the meantime or whatever, so be it.
You could demo it until June.
Or if it's decent or whatever, you want to sell it, I guess it'll be
on the site there. We'll get it there by the weekend. You do what you guys do with it. See if it can, whatever you got to do, if you want to use it, that's nice. Go ahead or whatever.
All right, anything else?
You're doing a good job, Greg.
All right, thanks. We'll move on. Karen.
All right. Basically, I got some photo from Jaguar. I kind of wrote on there with our last billings, kind of what we're averaging there. So we're currently paying about $500 to $3 a month for phone, long distance, internet, whereas Jaguar's been paying $292
But also, Mr. Odom's inquired the CenturyLink about getting service and internet, really 1.5 megs of service at the for the community hall and shop, the water treatment plant. Basically, be able to have internet at one of those buildings for $43.95 a month for the first 10 months, and then $53.95 a month after.
Then we would be eliminating one phone line. Because we'd use one phone line for the shop, community hall, and the water treatment plant.
Yeah.
So right now we got two phone lines serving those areas. Right?
So $86, we can look at 43.
Before taxes.
Yeah.
And 53
after 10 months.
$43.95 for the first 10 and then $53.95 after that.
And we have to sign up for a certain amount.
Nope. And we can have it blocked at no charge so that there could be no calls that would cost the city money. You can't make a call to an area that's a total call. Well, yeah, but there's, you know, there's local areas. I mean, like you call the 320 exchange. That's a toll call, even though it's not really long distance, but it kind of is. It's just, you know, down the road.
Well, the Plato Exchange.
Yeah.
You can call it for me.
I guess, I don't know. I told her, I said, can we just have a block on it so you can't make any long distance calls? And she says, we can put a block on it so that any call that would normally incur a charge can't be made.
Right.
And so my thinking on that, and I talked to Jeremy about this briefly, is that we would have the main phone down in Greg's office, have an extension of that phone upstairs in the kitchen with the ringer turned off so that it would not accept incoming calls, have internet, 1.5 megabit internet on that so Greg can use, have access to the internet in his office, put a wireless router upstairs so that there's wireless internet upstairs, and Jeremy says we'll put it, you know, we'll encrypt it so that it's not an open system, and then we'll have an existing or have an off-premise extension at the water treatment plant. So when somebody calls the number, Greg's office will ring, the water treatment plant will ring, the upstairs phone will not ring, but all of them can make outgoing calls. Internet will be available only at the shops and in the community hall. Takes 3 days to put in.
Sounds bad.
Seems like another route to go versus $29. You know, because they're going to charge $43. Even let's say we obviously they can't do nothing with them lines. They got to resell through CenturyLink anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that. So the best deal would be to go with Jaguar for
City Hall.
City Hall here. Set that all up, mm-hmm. Come them through here, and keep CenturyLink for the other two buildings, the treatment plant, hall, shop.
Yeah, and even though the water treatment plant's, you know, 50 feet away from City Hall, you still can't get the fiber in there. It's not there. So she said that she can, you know, get that all set up and ready to go in 3 days.
So what numbers would we have then?
You would have
38.3?
Probably.
That'd be eliminated. That phone number or 3046. One of the numbers would be eliminated, right?
I would
say. You have one phone line for the hall, shop, and the water treatment.
And I would guess probably would keep the city shop number.
Cancel
the other one. So in other words, you'd have three phone lines here with Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet. With Jaguar here. And then rather than the 129 for the three lines, we will be having
one line, off-premise extension, and internet for $43.95 a month for the first 10 months.
You guys got a little later.
Yeah.
So that means we'll come in cheaper than $2.99 again.
And okay, and also the off-premise extension is an additional $9 a month. That $43.95 is for the internet and the basic one line there.
Okay.
And then the off-premise extension, instead of having a whole line, it's, you know, it's a $9 charge.
Well, with taxes, probably the plant extension and taxes, $65.
But
the taxes are about $10.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So you got all of
that. That's the price of the $3.
911 surcharges and all that.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, brother. What's your answer, counsel?
Proposal that Jaguar had is this. Like, you can all or nothing.
That would be my only last question. That if we, will the rate stay the same if we take out the three equations? That would be my only question. I can check on that.
I would say that should change. This building.
Correct.
I'll check on that.
So do we want to?
I'd say just hold off one more month.
Hold off.
Because I don't want all them changes right now, like year end and month end and not coming up. I'd rather wait one more month to do this.
Just on another way.
Yeah. Let me just check on that first for next meeting. All
right. All right. Let's continue.
Deputy Clerk, Utility Billing Clerk. Well, first thing, I ran the ads in the paper, but the paper ran the ad in the not the help wanted section in the legal setting for that latest week. And it just hasn't really taken effect till this week. But I've actually finally gotten some calls, some help, some applications. Really, they're going to say kill Friday.
Yeah.
So my thought is to run it one more week. Give them till the end of the month.
They didn't charge us for that first one.
They did not charge us. So my thought would be to run it one more week. The people that I have inquired on, let them know they got killed. You extend it to January 31st. And that way I get all my year-end stuff done really focused on. Plus, like I said, I've only had about 3 or 4 inquiries.
Well, might be more.
Yeah. So that... So that'd be my thoughts and wishes. So I guess just have a motion to extend the deadline till January 31st and run it in the paper for one more week.
So moved.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to extend the deputy clerk utility building clerk position yet for one more week till the 31st. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to put him on. I believe I did. I email it. I believe it is.
I couldn't open it.
But something we should look at, we talked about one, no benefits for the new part-time. We're going to want to eliminate that from the handbook.
Yep.
Maybe we probably want to go through it. I thought maybe that someone wants the personnel committee to sit down and start with that.
Probably makes sense.
And they can make recommendations to council. I guess maybe you two get it. Come over here, we'll try to schedule some.
Yeah.
Oh, and then
Greg had talked to me, actually, from the other guys, but it looked like people, if you just keep an eye on, it looks like people are back, you know, on the sidewalk, to the steps there to unload stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a no-no, that sidewalk we've not built before.
Unload stuff, like.
I don't know, I've just seen tire tracks up to the steps.
I've seen Fahey back up to the trucks and stuff. They've had options there.
Well, I mean, I see it if it's going to be Pheasants, whatever, and all stuff, they're going to back up there and, you know, stuff up the steps in front of them. I've seen that in previous years.
I don't know if I want to be replacing the sidewalk.
No.
We just redid it. Because I don't think that's built to handle vehicles.
Could we put something on whatever contract they signed that, you know, stuff has to be cast in the area, then the speech can't bike up on the sidewalk or whatever? Would that do any good?
You can, but unfortunately, yeah. Or not. It's just something I was going to bring up to council if you see people do it. Make note of it so we can notify them in the future.
No.
Not to do it unless they want to buy us a new sidewalk.
Yeah, it's not really a pain for that, so.
Yeah. I believe that's all I got.
Anything else? Anything for Jeremy? Any questions?
Keep trucking, Jeremy. We'll get you some help here one of these days. But
definitely truck.
I know you're busy. Yeah.
Sometimes traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll move on to approving the additional payments for December. Looks like we've got some hatch payments.
My only other thing would be, unfortunately, I'm just crammed for time. I kind of did talk to Mr. Maltz about it, but what do you want to do with that Ziegler?
Well, how did you guys come out? Did you go down there?
No, we never did.
We didn't. I just don't have time now. I can't afford to take half a day off.
I could go down there with you or someday.
Yeah, that's fine. I know people are going to email him and call him and kind of give him one more chance.
Yeah.
And otherwise just say, hey, they're going to come down. I'll go down.
All right. I'll shoot you.
Any Monday, Tuesday, or Friday?
Any what Monday?
Tuesday. I work Wednesday and Thursday.
Another Friday.
Unless you want to go down there in the morning on a Friday and I'll wear my uniform and go right to work.
Do we have a free buffet or anything there?
I can work a deal.
Yeah.
Just free bingo. No, you just, you know, anything you want to go down there, no. Give me a couple of days' notice. And
well, why don't you see once next week? We'll keep it set up other than, you know, we're pretty much flexible so far. So. I don't really trust the zero. It's the principle of the spend. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll move on to the December claims. We were talking the added ones, the added hatch payments. It looks like
I'm going to approve the six added hatch payments. Number 1651, 1615, as well as 1640 to 1657, and the four transfers from the general fund for a total of.
Thank you. move on to the January plan. Any questions? Otherwise,
to approve the warrant cash payment and check numbers 1558 through 1643, 1129, 777.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the warrant cash payment and check number 16568 and 16603 for a total of 128,977.70. For January claims, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, back to the numbers. 76,552.83.
I'll move to approve the six cash payments. September
second. Motion made and seconded to approve the additional hedge payments. Checks for 16510, 16511, and 16540 to 16567 with the four transfers for a total of 76,552.83. All in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Carried. Move on. Council reports. Mr.
Williams. I had something, but it's mixed. It's sticky, so I'll just pass.
How's it going?
Jeremy, I told you that you get those numbers for the feral cat issue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Animal ARC is one that will come out and help assist with it. And they they'll do it. Their number is 651-772-8903. Otherwise, another one is called Feline Rescue, and that's 651-642-5900. Essentially, what they do is come up and sterilize the population. It doesn't eliminate population right off the bat, but eventually, it will work.
What was that? Feline 651-642?
For his first company. Now, we're talking cats. Well, does the homeowner have some that are theirs, some that are strays, or all strays, or how does one distinguish who is
right
targeted?
And I don't think, unless the homeowner explicitly points out theirs, they would keep them on those feral cats. So it's kind of just a little bit of a
problem. Is that an issue? French. Just feed.
That must be 10 to a dozen there.
On a slow day.
The problem is, the shelters are always full. So, I don't know what the humane, you know what I mean, route to go is.
Can I explain that to my sister? My sister, she actually does work for the shelter in Wisconsin. These are two groups that this is what they do as a humane effort
right.
to reduce right. the feral cat population. If they won't take the cats away, they'll just spay and neuter them so that way they can't reproduce. Because usually what ends up happening is they get comfortable and then you have one or two toms that end up populating and repopulating and neutering the
whole town.
The whole town eventually.
That's the second choice you can do.
Both companies do this.
Okay. Is the first company just kind of like come with me?
No, they won't. Neither one of them is okay. They'll just help manage the population until it naturally takes care of it.
So it'd be a while before you see any effect.
Yeah, I mean, and that's in the community for animal rescue. That's really they prefer. Animal art works a lot with these Minneapolis to do prayers down there. So, and that's just they make sure that they're still remembered and they can't recall.
That's fine. But what happens when it's a nuisance when they're crawling down into the sewer? You know, and you can see those animals. Cats watching and all of a sudden, boop, down in the sewer.
I mean, it can be addressed, but I know the end of the story. You're not going to like it. You catch him, you're going to put to sleep.
I know.
That's what's going to happen.
When I go into my shed again, there's a heaping pile right in front of the damn door. And then you can watch it come across. I go right under my semi truck and crawls up underneath in the motor. I know what happened. Can happen. I catch one. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I didn't know anything was being done here. But this is good. But does it have to take that long? I mean, and now we're at. I don't think you do it this year, then you have to do it next year and the next year after, because it's just going to keep growing.
Yeah. And these two groups are monitoring their course, so we end up back in the way. We just let them know that they have a problem. And they'll work with us to get care of them. And especially the animal art, you know, the sister understands that there's no cost to the city. They just, this is their goal and mission, is to. Mainly take care of populations.
Well, so they're more control.
Yeah.
And that doesn't solve the immediate problem.
Doesn't solve the issue at hand.
No, but there's some that put.
And my problem is if we call it in, are even any of them cancers?
No.
I'd say, you know, 10 cans, that'd be really a $2,500 bill.
We need to get in. True, but like if we get the process started, that they
right still get 10 cats to do it.
True, but some could lead to the accident or something. There we go. There's traffic there.
We got a house run into.
You know, anything is possible.
Cats are smaller target.
Two houses there. One school. Well, I don't know. I don't think we should start the process. At least we're going to be looking somewhat favorable that we're making an effort.
I agree with that.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere. I appreciate you.
And we don't know where the town is. We may never catch the town that's repopulating the population. And so if we can start neutering all that same amount, at least we can hopefully mitigate.
They still feel good yet, but we don't.
Can we relocate these cats to a farm someplace?
You know, you're my own name, you know, any farmer, a lot of times a farmer will take cats and keep their mice population around.
But, they'll find a new home for food.
Oh, they take somewhere to roadkill. That's the farmer if they want something.
If you can. You would feed them and numb them or whatever, how you do them, so you can go pick them up and throw them in a bag and then haul them away someplace to a farmer or dump them off on the road so that they run up to the farmer's place. I don't know.
I don't either.
I'll put a hurdle on my face and do it because I, you know, you leave the door open in the shed and all of a sudden you got two of them living upstairs and you gotta take a dog in there to get them out of there.
Well, I think we should start with one of the community ones here. At least get a program to start. And then...
Then we assess our
options. Yeah, see what happens as time goes on. What is the other feelings?
I agree with that. I mean, if these are stray cats, you can't go to the place where they're eating. and say, you know, you can only have three cats in your house because they're not in the house, then why are you feeding them? You're attracting them. Is there a way to tell them that don't put the food out?
Well, it's ordinary. They can't handle it. Three or four animals. Three or
four. I know it's going to be a kennel.
Yeah, a license.
So anybody want to make a motion if you start to program?
I'll make that motion.
Motion made and seconded to go along with the company art.
Animal art.
Animal art. To start to program some of our wild cat population here in town. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Anything else?
That's it.
Do you want to add something this morning? As far as we're ready.
I saw everything else. No, I didn't. I wouldn't have been able to know anything. I had a full copy.
The morning is stupid for me. I think we're all really good.
It may
summer be can't at all. Anyway. Mr. Trish, do you have anything?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to talk to Greg about that stop sign. I'm weak.
Well, we'll see what happens. Anything else?
No.
We don't have anything else either. Anything for the good of the town or is it a promotion?
I would just say this to Jeremy. I know that you're by yourself up here. If you got something personal that you have to do, you have to take off and you need somebody to answer the phone. Well, no, but I mean, for your kids to get sick, you got to get to the doctor, whatever, you know.
This is emergency.
Yeah, I mean, I'll come up and answer the phone. But it's,
I won't be taking any time. Sick, trust me. Unless I have to. Absolutely have to.
So, your motion.
There is one other thing in the pamphlet here and before. There was a deal in here. There was a woman that was going to be here for the baseball. We usually get money for that.
That was in your consent agenda.
Oh, okay.
So there are $350 or more? $375.
Oh, okay.
I believe
it was on claims and
yep.
Approved on
claims. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So moved. Adjourned.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.